This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Israeli tanks have rolled into Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza, and taken control of the enclave's border crossing with Egypt. The move follows airstrikes against Hamas targets, including tunnels, and orders for tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave the area. Bureau's Jackie Northam reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel's seizing of the Rafah border crossing has brought desperately needed shipments of humanitarian aid into Gaza to a halt. Another key crossing, Kerem Shalom, was also shut after Hamas on Sunday launched an attack from close by, killing four Israeli soldiers. Israel says its military movements around Rafah are limited, but there's concern they could extend into a full-blown incursion, something the U.S. has warned Israel to avoid. The operation is also seen as a way to pressure Hamas ahead of renewed ceasefire talks. Mediators from Hamas and Israel are due to resume negotiations in Cairo. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels testified today at former President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says the pair had in 2006. Daniels' testimony included an at times graphic accounting of the incident, which Trump has denied. Daniels is at the center of the ongoing criminal trial against the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Trump is charged with trying to cover up a $130,000 payment to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election by falsifying business records. The judge overseeing the case denied a request from Trump's lawyers for a mistrial in the case. The Justice Department is unveiling charges against a Russian national allegedly behind the Lockbit ransomware group. American officials say the group has extorted hundreds of millions of dollars from victims worldwide. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
An indictment unsealed in federal court in New Jersey identifies Dmitry Khoroshev as the creator, developer, and administrator of the Lockbit ransomware group. Here's the head of the Justice Department's criminal division, Nicole Argentieri.
Lockbit is the world's most prolific ransomware variant, a menace that attacks schools, hospitals, and other critical infrastructure.
Prosecutors say the group attacked victims in more than 120 countries, including nearly 2,000 victims in the U.S. Khoroshev faces 26 criminal counts, including extortion and intentional damage to a protected computer. He is still currently at large. The State Department is offering a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to Khoroshev's arrest. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
TikTok parent company ByteDance says it is suing the U.S. government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it gets sold to another company. Lawsuit potentially setting up what could be a lengthy legal fight over the future of the company in the U.S. TikTok contends a provision signed by President Biden as part of a $95 billion foreign aid package is obviously unconstitutional. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 31 points today. You're listening to NPR. Police and riot gear blocked access to the University of Chicago's quad early today after university officials appear to have taken a more hardline stance. School's president at the same time defending the school's role as a protector of free speech but calling for calm. Since protests began ruling college campuses last month, more than 2,600 people have been arrested. Engineers are looking at a buzzy valve on the rocket that was set to launch two NASA astronauts in Boeing Starliner capsule last night. Member station Central Florida Public Media, Brendan Byrne has more.
The team responsible for getting the two astronauts safely into their capsule noticed a strange sound outside the rocket. Data showed erratic behavior coming from an oxygen relief valve on part of the ULA Atlas V rocket set to launch Boeing's Starliner capsule. At a press conference, ULA's CEO explained that sometimes these pressure valves can open and shut rapidly, and his team is now combing through the data of sensors near the valve to see just how many times the valve moved. If engineers determine it's within limits, they can quickly turn around and try again. If the valve needs replacing, it could delay the launch several days. In the meantime, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams returned safely to their crew quarters at Kennedy Space Center. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne at the Kennedy Space Center.
Do whales talk to one another? Scientists for years have been studying and recording whale calls like this, but only recently have they sought to determine what they may mean. They say the loud clicks and other sounds whales make could compromise a phonetic alphabet. The highly socialized mammals used to talk to one another. Scientists have been studying sperm whales living near the Caribbean island of Dominica. I think they may have figured out some of the basics. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Edward Jones. What is rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. Edward Jones Financial Advisors are people you can count on for financial strategies that help support a life you love. Edward Jones, member SIPC.